AI News by Conjero.
Hermes just raised $1.35 billion in 6 months and now sits at a $5.5 billion valuation. That headline matters not because it's another big AI name, but because it signals something important. The bottleneck in AI is shifting. It used to be about models and GPUs. Now it's about megawatts, power, land, permits, cooling, and the ability to plug hardware in fast enough to actually use it. Investors are treating a data center developer like an AI platform company because the physical layer is becoming the gatekeeper. A research lab can ship a new model in weeks, but if the data center can't energize a hall for months, that model release doesn't mean much. Ready sites with utility hookups, fast permitting, and construction know-how determine who can deploy NVIDIA-class hardware at scale. Firmus is especially noteworthy because it's focused on Asia. That's not just a market tag. Asia brings faster demand growth, proximity to supply chains, and national ambitions to build AI infrastructure, but also more complex operations. Developers there must coordinate with utilities under their own pressures, navigate varied permitting and zoning rules, and design for latency patterns that don't always match US assumptions. Securing capacity in that environment is a regional problem many competitors can't clear quickly. The technical moat goes beyond access to chips. Modern GPU racks demand far higher power density than traditional enterprise loads. That forces sites to be built around dense electrical delivery, transformer capacity, and cooling systems from day one. Liquid cooling or similarly robust thermal designs are often table stakes. Then there's interconnection and deployment speed. A site with land on paper can still fail if it can't bring usable capacity online at the pace model training requires. NVIDIA's backing matters here as more than PR. It's a strategic signal. It helps with procurement, makes the company more attractive to customers building on NVIDIA's roadmap, and lowers perceived risk for other financiers. The current buildout is tightly coupled to one vendor's ecosystem. Aligning a facility to that cadence is an advantage. But a high valuation is a bet on execution, not a guarantee. Infrastructure is unforgiving. Utilization must be high, financing has to be managed through construction, tenants must show up on time, and hardware cycles can leave a facility misaligned. If Firmus converts access into recurring, rapid capacity in Asia, the payoff is big. If not, the valuation will look early. The broader lesson is clear. Capital is flowing toward whoever can industrialize compute supply fastest, not just whoever launches the loudest model. The next phase of the AI race will be won on the grid, in permit offices, and inside data center designs long before a model hits a benchmark chart.
AI News by Conjero.